EcoScoops word met trots vervaardig deur NewsCoop. Hallo, ek is Isabel Potgieter en jy is ingeskakel by EcoScoops, die ruimte waar ons ondersoek instel oor hoe gesonder landskappe tot gesonder lewens lei. Op vandag se program gesels ons met die waarnemende uitvoerende hoof van Microcare Energy, Gareth Burley. Microcare Energy ontwerp en vervaardig sonkrag en ander hernubare energieprodukte in Suid-Afrika, insluitend kragomskakelaars, MPPT's, kiezerbeheerders, sonpompeheerders en mini-netwerkstelsels. Dit help huise, plase en besighede om elektrisiteitskoste en koolstofvoetspore te verminder met plaaslik vervaardigde skoon energieoplossings. Maar soos oudergewoonte, kyk ons eers na omgewingsnuus hoofstrekke. Adjunkt-minister van Bosbou, Visserye en die Omgewing, Bernie Swarts, het 'n proefprojek vir die versameling en herwinning van e-afval in Mthatha aan die Oos-Kaap van stapel gestuur. Sy sê die inisiatief is ontwerp om afvalbestuur te verbeter, die omgewing te beskerm en plaaslike ekonomiese geleenthede te skep, terwyl dit ook die gesondheidsrisiko's wat deur weggegooide elektroniese toestelle inhou aanspreek. Swarts het opgemerk dat Suid-Afrika meer as 360 000 ton e-afval per jaar genereer, maar slegs 'n klein deel word formeel herwin. Die projek is daarop gemik om versamelpunte uit te brei, gemeenskapsdeelname te bevorder en werkgeleenthede en klein besighede in die herwinningsekonomie te ondersteun. Eskom beplan 'n versnelde verkrygingsproses vir nuwe kernkragsentrales met die doel om kontrakte binne ongeveer 18 maande na 'n ministeriële bepaling te onderteken. Die nutsmaatskappy wil die tydlyn weerspieël wat in die Egipte-Rusland kernooreenkoms gebruik is. Die regering sê die proses sal deursigtig wees, maar kritici waarsku dat dit nuwe regsuitdagings kan veroorsaak. Die voorstel het reeds vrae laat ontstaan oor of die skedule realisties is en of toesig sterk genoeg sal wees. Vandag gesels ons met die waarnemende uitvoerende hoof van Microcare Energy, Gareth Burley. Vir luisteraars wat nie vertroud is met Microcare Energy nie, stel asseblief die maatskappy voor en som op wat julle doen.
Yeah, thank you. So Microcare is quite an amazing story. We're a local manufacturer, not many left of us in the renewable energy space. And we started in 1990. So for many to think about, 1990 was a time when solar was not even really considered. So it's quite an incredible journey of how we even got into solar. Things really boomed, of course, during the load shedding time, but the local innovation that we've always strived for has always been there. So we predominantly manufacture in the off-grid space. So we create energy independence for consumers, for businesses, and we arrange our products from sort of like a farmer to a small business to a homeowner, and anything where we can possibly add a safe South African renewable clean energy for a solution. That's what we offer.
Vertel ons van julle kragomskakelaars en ander kernprodukte. Hoe help hulle huise en besighede om oor te skakel na skoner, meer betroubare energie?
Yeah, so Microcare manufactures inverters. Now, inverters tend to get all the hoo-ha and excitement, but they're nothing more than just inverters. They just simply invert DC power into AC power. They're not really the heroes of solar. The real heroes are MPPTs. A lot of your imported products have built-in MPPTs. MPPT, by the way, stands for Maximum Power Point Tracker. It really is the hero of solar. It takes that chaotic power from the neutrons and electrons and it does something with it, and it converts it into power that we can use, DC power. Of course, the inverter then just takes that DC power and inverts it to AC so we could use. So, you know, all that clever technology that's happened behind the scene has come through years and years of experience. But that same philosophy of converting solar power into useful things, we took into geyser controllers, solar pumping, and more recently, electric vehicle chargers. But at the heart of it, the DNA, is that we take wonderful resource of sun through a solar panel and we use it for practical purposes. And actually, it's sometimes more useful than even AC power because it's designed to be robust and handle kind of the unusual demands that we need these days. So it's designed for African conditions, South African products for South African use.
Wat is die grootste energie-uitdagings waarop Microcare Energy tans fokus?
Our predominant focus is that this makes sense. This is the best use of the resource that we have of sun. And then we've got local content, which means that the products we're making don't come from overseas. They're all made here, which means we create jobs, we create skills. We keep the money in the country. So there's a bigger picture of sustainability. And an after effect, maybe a fruit of that, is that actually it's better for the environment. But perhaps before that, in a very, not very energy conscious country, but in a very financially strained country, we start to see that starts making financial sense. So we start to see some money saving. In fact, looking at things like EV chargers and our latest DC EV charger, you start to look and think, hang on, man, this is actually an investment when I'm going to get my money back. And in fact, after a payback of sort of 2-3 years, I'm going to make money. So it's just making more and more financial sense, common sense. And an after effect is we're walking a little bit less harshly on our planet. And what a great benefit that is.
En dit was die waarnemende uitvoerende hoof van Microcare Energy, Gareth Burley. Dankie dat jy vandag by ons ingeskakel het. En dit was nog 'n uitsending van EcoScoops, trots vervaardig deur NewsCube.